Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and two of Hollywood's outstanding personalities, Don Ameche and Jerry Colonna. And here's the lovely star of our program, your hostess for the next half hour, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Seal Test Variety Theater. And Don Ameche and Jerry Colonna, it's wonderful having you here.
Thank you, Dottie. It's wonderful to be here.
It certainly is, and that's a sensational dress you're wearing, Dottie. It's looks like the latest thing.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is a 49 model.
It looks like a 49 model. Only tell me, how did you step so far down into it?
Well, listen, Don and Jerry.
Don and Jerry. That sounds like a daytime serial. Even better, Don and Dottie. Now, can't you just hear it? Don and Dottie, the exciting, true, intimate, revealing, heart-rending, heart-warming, frank, simple story of a boy and his waffle.
As our story opens, we find Don and Dottie at their wits' end, which is 32 miles from Pomona. Don is speaking to his wife. Dottie speaks to Don. She says,
Herman?
Herman?
Well, you want to get laughs, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, where is little Sandra?
She went to the movies.
What did she see?
Well, it was a double feature, Kiss the Blood Off My Hands and Rope.
Well, that's good. I was afraid she was in her room reading a book.
Hello, Mommy. Hello, Daddy. I have something to tell you.
What did little Sandra have to tell her mommy and poppy? Was it the secret of nuclear fission? Was it the answer to the fourth dimension? These and many other questions will be answered tomorrow on your favorite radio program, Don and Dottie. Remember, this program is brought to you by the makers of Mangall, the automatic clothes disposal. This is the new invention that is replacing the old-fashioned washing machine. When you put your clothes in the automatic clothes disposal, it doesn't wash them, it doesn't rinse them, it doesn't dry them.
It destroys them.
Well, Jerry Colonna and Don Ameche, I'm sure daytime serial lovers all over America are wondering just what happened. And please, ladies and gentlemen, don't go away because there'll be lots more of Jerry and Don in just a moment.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Ever notice how some sundaes and sodas are just so-so and others are, delicious? Well, it's the ice cream that makes the difference. The next time, stop at the soda fountain with the red and white Seal Test symbol. Order your favorite soda or sundae and see how much better it tastes. Famous Seal Test ice cream makes every sip, every bite, richer, extra delicious. Because it's better in every way. In smooth, creamy texture, in full-bodied flavor, in pure goodness. It's Seal Test, the outstanding quality ice cream of the nation, for the tops in ice cream treats.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
And now our own singing star throws dignity, discretion, and her sarong to the four winds. And from her picture, On Our Merry Way, gives you the Dorothy L'Amour story, or Queen of the Hollywood Islands.
She was born in New Orleans, ran an elevator in Chicago, but she got to California somehow. So farewell to New Orleans, and goodbye to Chicago. 'Cause look what she's a native of now. She's the queen of the Hollywood Islands. Since they photographed her wearing a sarong, she's never even seen Tahiti. Still, she's the big Tahitian sweetie, from wearing her shirt short and her lashes long. She's the star of those tropical pictures. And she's strictly for the monkeys when she smiles. She couldn't even sing Aloha. They had to get a guy to show her. The queen of the Hollywood Isle. Oh, they spray her with oil to make her shiny, so she'll look like she has swum in some lagoon. Six electrical guys light the stars in the skies, and a wind machine starts blowing a typhoon. There's a treadmill for her to run away on, and she always runs into the leading man. He's a muscular Joe, 6'5" and a schmo, takes a gallon and a half to paint him tan. Ahooganooga booga, fish ahoy. Ahooganooga booga, fish ahoy. Ahooganooga booga, fish ahoy. Ahooganooga booga, fish ahoy. Boy, ahooganooga booga, boy and fish. Ahooganooga booga, boy and fish. Ahooganooga booga, boy and fish. Shh, some dish. The bell of the Hollywood jungle. In that same old plot they dig up from the farm. But never judge her by her chassis. She's every bit as smart as Lassie. Roar! The queen of the Hollywood. Shouldn't catch pneumonia. She's the queen of the Hollywood Isle. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while an actor comes along whose talents are so versatile that it's a little difficult when you try to describe them. It becomes even more difficult when those talents are as outstanding as the ones possessed by tonight's first guest. You all know him as one of the stars on the Charlie McCarthy program, Don Ameche. Carlton Cadell, will you set the scene?
Certainly, Dottie. As our story opens, it's approximately 2:00 in the morning. On a country road, a red convertible pulls up at a stop sign. Directly in back, a blue convertible stops short. The brakes aren't so good on the blue convertible, so what happens sounds something like this.
Are you all right? Are you hurt?
No, I think so. I think I'm all right. Yes, I guess I was just shaken up a little bit. I'm fine.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, so you're fine, huh? Well, of all the stupid driving I've ever seen in my whole life...
Don't this yell at me, Don Matthews. What's the idea of following me 60 miles and then trying to kill me?
Following you? Listen, sister, I gave up following you months ago. This is a coincidence. You get it? A coincidence.
Well, what are we going to do? Is this going to be another one of those nights when we yell at each other? Get in and I'll get you to the nearest phone. We'll get somebody to tow your car.
Somebody to tow my car? Let's get somebody to blot it up.
All right, sorehead, get in.
You know something? If this country of ours ever has another civil war, it's going to be between the men drivers and the women drivers. All right, try it again. Oh, here, let me try it.
Hmm. Of course, I'm sure the starter will know that there's a male at the controls.
Looks like we're not going to get this trade started. Come on. Let's start walking.
Well, we may have to walk for quite a while.
Yeah. Shall I get on the outside? Emily Post says that when you escort your ex-fiancé, you should walk on the outside.
I've got a bulletin for you.
What is it?
It's a weather report. Looks like rain.
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, I catch cold very easily, especially if I'm out in the rain.
Gesundheit.
Very funny, very funny. Uh-oh, here it comes. We'll be soaked to the skin.
Yeah, I guess we will.
Well, it won't bother you very much. Your skin is so thick anyway.
Hey, look, here comes a car. It can't possibly turn us down this rain.
Hey, you two! You must be out of your mind walking around in weather like this. You'll catch pneumonia!
Why,
Wait. Watch your language. Remember, there's a lady present. Hey. Hey, we're getting to a house. Oh, this is more like it. Come on. I don't know whether this is the right time to drop in on people at this 2 a.m.
No, this is no time to observe the rules of etiquette. If the same thing happened to me, I'd let me in.
Yeah, come on in. Why some people can't wait. Why they have to pick out a night like this at 2:30 a.m.
Well, we had an accident down the road.
Yeah, there's always some excuse. Accident, car broke down, they keep coming in here 2 and 3 a.m. Fella never can get any sleep.
Could we use the telephone? We'd like to call for a
telephone. Sure, you can use the phone. Let's get this over so I can get back to sleep. What's your name?
My name? What's Don Matthews?
You, lady, what's your name?
Hi, it's Dorothy Jeffries.
All right, then. If you give me $3 and take out the ring, we can get started.
Take out... Give you... Hey, wait a minute. I don't want a wife.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I don't want a husband.
Well, then why are you bothering a justice of the peace at 2:30 a.m. if you don't want to get married?
Justice of the peace?
Sure, didn't you see my sign outside?
No, he didn't. It's so dark outside, you couldn't see anything.
So, look, I'm awfully sorry, but I'll be glad to pay you the $3 just for the use of your telephone. That way you won't lose anything.
Oh, that's all right. There it is over in the corner. Just crank twice.
Thank you. Hello? 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 Nobody answers.
Oh, well, I guess a storm's blown over the wire. It usually happens that way.
Well, what are we going to do if we can't get into town? Could we stay here until morning?
Oh, I simply have to get out of these clothes. Don't you have something dry to put on?
Sorry. Bachelor.
Well, at least I could get some dry clothes then.
Sorry, small bachelor.
Could we dry out in front of the fireplace until morning?
Oh, I don't think so. We got some pretty strict laws in this state.
What are you driving at?
Well, folks might chatter a bit if they found out I had a man and a woman stay here overnight if they wasn't married.
Well, we're not getting married.
We'd rather catch pneumonia.
Only cost you $3. Cheaper than a hospital.
Well, come on, Dorothy. Let's go. Let's hit the road again.
You mean another rain and then...
Well, what do you want to do? Get married?
Of course I don't want to get married.
Well, what say, folks? Getting late. Tomorrow's another day.
Well, Dorothy?
The craziest thing I ever heard of.
Here's your $3. Let's get it over with.
For $4, I'll throw in the ring.
Here's the other dollar. Isn't this romantic?
And I was going to get married in a church in a white dress with 6 bridesmaids.
Name?
Don Matthews.
Name?
Dorothy Jeffries.
Do you, Dorothy Jeffries, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Don Matthews, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
By the laws vested in me by this state, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Well, is that all?
Well, that's all, except you're supposed to kiss the bride.
Oh. No extra charge?
No extra charge.
Okay.
Oh, darling, I should have known that we'd end up this way. It's fate.
No, it's more than that, honey. I swiped the keys to your car so it wouldn't start. Dottie, I understand you're about to sing now. Tell me, what's it going to be?
Well, Don, I remember once you're saying that you're crazy about a certain Gershwin tune. So if you don't mind, I'll do it now.
And the title, please?
Embrace the Bouillieu.
Why, Dottie, I didn't know you cared.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tips in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to mama, come to mama, do. My sweet embrace will be new.
Oh, how I love the many charms about you. Yes, but above all, I want to feel my arms about you.
Oh, don't be a naughty baby. Come to mama, come to mama, do. My sweet embrace
again. Here's good advice that's sure to pay, so listen to what the man has to say.
Everybody's saying it. Get the best, get Seal Test. It's America's favorite ice cream. So smooth and creamy, so fine-grained in texture, so rich and wonderful lip-smacking flavor that it outsells all other ice cream by a wide margin. Flavor for flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. That's because it's better in every way. Made the Seal Test quality control way. With fresh, top-quality milk and cream, pure flavorings and skillfully blended by experts. Try it. Your first smooth spoonful will tell you why the most popular ice cream in America is Seal Test ice cream.
Ladies and gentlemen, it isn't too often that we meet a naturally great comedian. A man who's funny when you hear him on the radio, see him on the screen, or when you're talking to him on a street corner. And I can think of no one who fits this bill better than the wonderful trooper who is gracing Seal Test Variety Theater tonight. At the last moment, he came through to pinch hit on the show for another performer, and it is indeed with great pleasure that I introduce my very good friend, Jerry Colonna. Well, Jerry, what's new?
I won't answer that now, but... did you know that I, Jerry Colonna, have opened up my own motion picture studio?
Why, how nice! I'd like to drop over sometime.
Well, Dorothy, there's no time like the present. Colonna Pictures Incorporated. Our motto to the men is, send the wife and kids to see a Colonna picture, and while they're in there, sneak off and get yourself a blonde. How's that? You say our latest picture opened at the Paramount last night? How was business? Egad, that's a new record. Goodbye.
Well, J.C., how did the picture do?
Colossal. We sold 3,000 bags of popcorn.
J.C., that'll make you the greatest producer in Hollywood.
Ah, yes, and I'm not satisfied yet. I'm planning my next epic now, and it's a toss-up whether I put Gable and L'Amour in the picture.
Yes?
Or butter and salt in the popcorn. But first, I must get the public's reaction. I'll take a nationwide poll. But on second thought, why take such a horrible chance?
By the way, J.C., J.C., have you found a girl with a southern accent for the lead in our Civil War picture?
Egan, I forgot all about it. Send in my secretary.
Okay, J.C.
Miss Culpepper, take this letter. Address it to the editors of every newspaper in the country. Dear sirs, production on our epic picture, Belle of the Old South, has been held up for 6 months because we can't find a girl with a real southern accent anywhere. If you can find a girl who talks like a southerner, fame and fortune will be hers. Signed, Colonna Pictures Incorporated. Now, read that back.
Dear sirs, you all... Production on our epic picture, Belle of the Old South, has been held up for 6 months, sure enough. Because we all can't find a... Because we all can't find a little old girl with a little old southern accent. Colonna Pictures Incorporated. You all.
Very good. Send that up.
I sure enough will.
Dad, if I could only find a girl with a southern accent.
J.C., stop everything. Little wonder that I'm known as the greatest writer in Hollywood. Now listen to this idea. It's a western. Now get this. A beautiful schoolmarm is kidnapped by cattle rustlers, and the hero, a cowboy, rescues her at the finish.
My boy, that's a sensation. I don't pay you $80,000 a week for nothing. I'll get on it right away.
Good. I'll see you later.
Hello, operator. Get me my vice president in charge of Western Pictures.
Hello, vice president in charge of Western Pictures speaking.
Hello, Tex. This is J.C.
I can't talk now. I'm busy.
But this is important. You can brand your secretary later. Now get this. We start shooting a colossal western in the morning. Get 10,000 horses and 5,000 cowboys. Goodbye. Hello? Oh, my banker. What's that? You've checked my account and you say I've got a balance of $14.58? Mm-hmm. Well, goodbye. Operator, get me Tex. Hello, Tex. You know that Western picture?
Yes, I've already gotten 1,000 horses and 5,000 cowboys.
Well, there's been a slight change. Make that 2 ponies and a midget from Wyoming. Ah, nothing but trouble. If I could only find a girl with a southern accent.
Oh, Mr. Colonna.
What is it, Bell Pepper?
Well, sir, I always just thinking that I all could play that part in your little old picture because I is sure enough from the little old south.
Well, I didn't know that. I could have sworn you came from Boston.
Oh, Mr. Colonna, sir, you must be joshing. Why, I come from Alabama.
You come from Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're sure pretty enough, but I'm afraid your legs won't photograph.
Good heavens, sir. Wait till I get the banjo off my knee.
Oh, Mr. Colonna, the studio was ruined.
Calm down, Mr. Trout. What's the matter?
Oh, I just saw the battle scenes from your epic of the Civil War. Those scenes cost $3 million, didn't they?
Yes, what about it?
Well, but they're wrong. Every scene is wrong.
Well, they're not wrong. I know what I'm doing. This will be one Civil War picture with a different ending.
What do you mean?
This time, the South wins.
Professor, I thought you were wonderful. And I seriously think you'd make a great motion picture producer.
Oh, thank you, Dorothy, but that wouldn't interest me. You see, my greatest love, present company accepted, of
That's
course.
All right. Thank you very much.
Is singing. I'm singing, you know.
Oh, you are? Well, then what are we waiting for?
Well, let's do it.
It's all that I can say.
He said he loves her very much.
Oh, Jetto, darling, you really mean, yeah, you love me.
Ah, yes.
Ah, you love me.
That's what I think I said. I almost said it.
The same old words. We're saying
in the same old way. I love you.
Hum.
I love you.
Hum.
Three words that are divine. And an oh.
My dear. I'm waiting to hear
he loves her, he loves her,
he loves her, he loves her.
Very,
very, very much.
He said he loves
her very much.
Thank Thank you, Jerry Colonna. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about our guest for next week.
Get the best, get seal test.
Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl. They'll all be in the spotlight soon. But the bowl that's getting the big cheers right now is a big bowl full of Seal Test Butter Pecan Ice Cream. It's the November flavor of the month at your Seal Test dealers. And it's an all-American favorite for sure. Mellow, smooth as velvet ice cream, brim full of savory, buttery pecan bits. Mmm, delicious. There's another treat that's meeting with enthusiastic approval, too. Seal Test Butterscotch Ice Cream Tarts. First, a base of famous Seal Test vanilla ice cream, smooth and creamy. Then a generous layer of rich, old-fashioned butterscotch. And on top, a mellow border of real whipped cream. Enjoy butterscotch tarts often while your Seal Test dealer is featuring them. And be sure to ask for Seal Test Butter Pecan Ice Cream, too.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
And now here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
It was really fun doing our show tonight with two old friends like Don Ameche and Jerry Colonna. I want to thank them for being here. Their appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next week, we have another great combination of guests, and that is Strictly Laughs. We'll have Hal Perry, who is a household word known as the Great Gildersleeve. I sure hope you'll be with us. And now here's Carlton Cadell with a special message.
173 years ago, the United States Marine Corps came into being. Beginning with the American Revolution in 1775, through a long and brilliant history, both in war and in peace, the Leathernecks have religiously practiced their tenet, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. On this, their anniversary, we salute the brilliant past and the inspired future of the United States Marines.
That's an announcement that really deserves applause. Thank you, Carlton. I know the millions of Americans will join us in this tribute. And now, until next week, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying good night, keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour and as one of our guests, the Great Gildersleeve. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.